Assalamu alaikum, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Muslima Podcast. I'm Asma, your host, and today's episode is going to be a continuation of the Hear My Hijab Story series. If you listened to our earlier episodes, you'll know that the Hear My Hijab Story episodes are little episodes from people that I know, friends, family, friends, mutuals, people that have a hijab story that they want to share. And by the way, if you ever want to share your hijab story on the podcast, please DM me on Instagram at Muslima Podcast. Today, I'm so excited that we are going to be interviewing Sister Serene. Serene is a friend that I met on Instagram. She is from Texas, the daughter of Palestinian immigrants. She has a lovely hijab story, which she says is very random, but it's very beautiful. And she also started a podcast of her own that is all centered around hijab and other women's hijab stories, and has reached an audience all around the world. So I can't wait to hear more from her. Let's get started. Assalamu alaikum, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Muslima Podcast. I'm so excited to have Serene with me. Serene, welcome to the podcast and tell us about yourself.
Hi, Asma. Thank you for having me on here. I'm so honored to be your guest today. And for those who don't know me, my name is Serene Cotter. I am the daughter of Palestinian immigrants. I was born and raised in the heart of Texas and recently graduated with a Bachelor's of Social Work from the University of Texas at Arlington. And currently I work as a full-time refugee case manager. And in my free time, I host episodes for my podcast, Journal Hijabi.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing, Serene. We are two fellow podcasters. We met on Instagram, you know, so I'm so happy to have you. Today, we're going to be talking about your own personal journey with hijab, as well as your own podcast, Journal Hijabi. By the way, make sure to go check that out. I'll tag it in the show notes as well as on Instagram. So Serene, you started hijab over 9 years ago. So tell me all about how that decision was made.
Yes, love it. I love that. So I have like a crazy random story of the hijab, and it's weird kind of seeing that it was like 9 years ago or over 9 years ago that I made that decision in high school. But to really think about and talk about like the very first memory of the hijab would be even before I worn it, of kind of being surrounded by my mom and the community and people overseas and cousins like already wearing the hijab. And I think that's kind of like the first exposure that every Muslim woman gets about the hijab, whether that be in her community, her household, at the mosque. So for me, it was, you know, I mean, I think it's like in the back of every Muslim woman's mind, kind of the day that she puts on her hijab, like when she grows up and everything. So for me, I made the decision and came to terms with it my sophomore year of high school, and it was like very random, just kind of like snaps. And so that's what happened to me my last week of sophomore year. I kind of just woke up. It was like on a Friday. So, you know, alhamdulillah, I was like on a Jum'ah that I decided to wear the hijab. So, and I don't even think that I told my mom that day. That's crazy. Maybe I don't really remember. I think I told them like the night before, but I kind of wanted it just to be like a fun experience. And actually like a week before, I kind of experimented with it. So during lunch, I would bring like a scarf with me in high school. And so I would like go to the bathroom and then try it on and look in the mirror and just kind of have like that pre-test, pre-jitters. And I think that really helped me do it because I knew that a couple days later, like I was going to have it on. And so, yeah, like I put it on during lunch and then kind of went down, and I did feel like I instantly felt like the stares and like the tension of like pre-hijab, post-hijab. And so like those feelings really prepared me for what's to come in the coming days. And so, yeah, it was like Friday morning. I woke up. I chose like an olive green hijab. I don't know why. And so I walked to my bus stop. And that was kind of the first moment where people kind of saw me wearing the hijab, was like the bus stop and the people and the driver. And it was such a fun day. Like, it was such a fun Friday. I got off the bus, my friends saw me, and like everyone was congratulating me. My teachers were shocked and confused because like the day before I just, you know, walked into class without a hijab, and then the next day I'm wearing like an olive green hijab on my head. They have no idea what's going on, but you know, they didn't, thank God they didn't like ask questions or make it weird. I guess they just like looked at me, but like they didn't say anything. Like they just kept going on with the lecture. But yeah, that's basically my hijab story. I just put it on, and yeah, after that a lot of my friends also like gained the courage to also put it on. So I kind of started like this wave of a lot of hijabis in our high school, like putting it on together and like making it a fun experience. So yeah, that was the decision, and that's my story.
Thank you so much for sharing. That was a beautiful story. And you're right, like everyone's story is a little bit random. There's not going to be like that perfect day and that perfect moment. We just have to go for it. And I'm so glad that you decided to do that. I also wanted to mention that you have an episode that's all about like how to ask a hijabi questions about her hijab and not to just like put her on the spot randomly and to ask your questions with empathy. So I'm glad that none of your teachers at your school kind of like made comments or asked questions or like made a big deal about it, because that's really the way to go. You should always have like empathy when like asking a hijabi. You shouldn't just like put her on the spot just because she's visibly Muslim. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing. I wanted to ask, in the years that you've been wearing hijab, do you have any reflections to share?
That's a good question. Reflections of like wearing the hijab, I would say, and I also kind of spoke with this like in the most recent episode that I recorded, in kind of describing the hijab journey or like reflections as an emotional roller coaster. So like the hijab has like its ups and downs in the roller coaster. It can go straight, it can go down, it can go up, it can go in a circle and upside down. And so that's kind of been my reflections for the hijab. Some days are awesome. Some days I honestly forget that I'm a hijabi and that I have a hijab on my head. And then some days I feel really inspired about it and like beautiful in it. And then some days like passionate about it that I want to record an episode. So throughout all these years, I would just say it's been a roller coaster, like in a good way. And yeah, nothing but like gratitude for the hijab.
Mashallah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I definitely agree with the roller coaster thing. It's never going to be like a plateau where your faith stays the same and your feelings stay the same. Everything kind of changes, you know, like everything goes up and down all over the place. But it's part of the ride. So I'm glad that you ended that with gratefulness, because that is the best way to do that. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing your hijab story. I know that both me and you started podcasts in the pandemic, in the heart of it in 2020. And I think it's so cool that I'm interviewing a fellow podcaster. So tell me the story of how you were inspired to start Journal Hijabi, and how that went.
Yeah, so again, like with the random things, like I'm such a random person, and like it was at night, it was like 1 a.m. and it was like the week before they kind of like announced like there's a virus going on and like the pandemic. So it wasn't like, it was started like sort of before it. It wasn't started like during it or started because like, oh, you know, I had free time and it was like the pandemic, let's start a podcast, which is what seems to be like everyone's story. But it was like 1 a.m. at night, and I came across this ad for a hijabi was in it. And so it was like for e.l.f. makeup, and it was like an Insta story ad. And I don't think I've ever seen like a hijabi kind of like in that way. Like she was like smiling, happy, having fun in the ad, kind of playing with the makeup, wearing Doc Martens. And I was like, this really like struck something in me and made me feel so creative that night. And I just instantly wanted to create something that amplified that experience. I wanted it again. I wanted to see more of it, and I wanted to feel that way more profoundly. And so, you know, in the days coming and weeks and stuff, it turned into a podcast called Journal Hijabi. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it was born, and kind of what made me start it, like during the pandemic. And so after that, you know, I just wanted it to be something new, fun, exciting, casual, conversational, and kind of focused on like the society and culture aspect of the hijab, and really just asking like each Muslim woman her hijab story. And then also keeping in mind that not every Muslim woman's hijab story is the same, and not every Muslim woman's hijab story is going to be a good one. You know, with some stories, it can be, you know, such an experience for that woman. It could be traumatic. It could be confusing. And so just kind of like keeping in mind that perspective and like those stories, like moving forward, that's kind of like how I wanted to shape the podcast. So yeah, definitely, you know, Muslim women are the people who inspired me to create this podcast and like creating that space for it. And then also, you know, being struck by that ad. And really, that's what developed my inspiration and started this project and centering it around the hijab and Muslim woman.
Mashallah, that's like amazing, like that the ad just kind of struck you and you were able to like feel inspired to be creative in your own way. I love your podcast. It's amazing, mashallah. And I'm so glad that you are still continuing to produce episodes. So in these past 2 years, I'm sure podcasting, you know, you've experimented with different types of episodes, different types of, you know, interviewing, solo episodes, you know, you've done all sorts of different things. I'm sure podcasting has opened new doors for you. So throughout this journey, what have you learned and what have been the ups and downs?
Yeah, so kind of like in the beginning, you know, when you don't have any like technical experience or kind of working in the media field, it can kind of be like a punch in the face. You know, you just like have to figure out everything on your own. And so it's definitely like been a journey in the beginning, like getting that figured out and like publishing the episode and like editing it and starting it. But I wouldn't really call it like the downside. I kind of see like the struggles as like lessons. And so that made me more like, I guess, technically like more competent, like with those skills. And so I definitely see that as an up and a lesson. But I would say, you know, kind of like running it as like a one person, like solo show, because usually podcasts have like co-hosts. So it's kind of like I had to take on that responsibility, you know, of the like the creative outlet that I created, and like taking that responsibility of, okay, I'm in charge. It's a solo show. It's up to me to really keep this podcast up and running and going, and kind of base it off of my passions in the beginning. You know, it's just up to me. There's no one to tell me or to direct me or to manage it. But I think over the years and months of publishing each episode, I've been like better at it, and I've learned more every time. So at the end of each episode, I'll be like, okay, I like the way I did this, or I can change this here, or I can add this. And then like kind of moving forward, you know, it's been like 2+ years, and I think I'm really getting the hang of it. So, you know, just all in all, I think it's really been up for me, and I learned so much. And after every episode, I get to network and connect with different like women. And so, yeah, I'm so grateful for that experience.
Absolutely. I definitely relate to a lot of what you're saying. Like, it's definitely learning something new every episode and networking and meeting new people. I know both of our demographics were both looking to talk to other Muslim women, with yours being more of a focus on the hijab and mine being more of a focus on like community impact. So I think that's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing. So my last question for you today that I ask at the end of every episode is, what is one piece of advice that you have for the young Muslimas listening to this podcast?
Yeah, I would definitely say just be yourself. You know, at the end of the day, I think Muslim women, especially in America, because, you know, you're not going to like see a lot of other hijabis, like depending on where you go, like it might be rare to just be yourself. And like, even in that moment, like if you get stares or you feel tension, like especially here in Texas, a lot of my friends, they kind of feel self-conscious about the hijab because it's like a southern state, and like we do get people stare at us, like going to Texas Roadhouse, it just feels like out of place. But just be yourself, you know, at the end of the day, like it's yours, just take authority of your hijab. I think the main piece of advice I would give to Muslimas, take authority of your hijab, take control, it's yours and it only belongs to you, and so you choose the way to feel about it. No one else does.
Absolutely. That was powerful advice, Serene. That was powerful. What a beautiful way to end this episode. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Love being a guest here.
All right. Thank you for listening to another episode of Muslima Podcast. To stay updated, make sure to follow us on Instagram at muslima.podcast. And if you enjoy listening, make sure to leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much and see you next week.